Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Come on in. It is Friday. It's been a short week. When one is propofol'd at the front end of the week, the back end of the week seems like it was just a second ago.
Yeah, it was a short week because you weren't here for half of it.
Very nice. I could get used to working 3 days a week. Propofol on Monday, 3 days a week on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I love it.
Did you hear what Q just said? The mic was still hot.
What did he say?
He said your back end was the one that was affected. Q!
Touche. Touche. Oh my gosh. We got some text messages back and forth with Scott throughout last night and today. And we are so happy that he's taken some time off. He will be back on Monday. Sam and I and Q back there holding down the fort. By ourselves to wrap up the week. A reminder, Festivus Friday, the airing of the grievance will commence promptly at 5 o'clock.
Brought to you by Q39. Yeah,
barring severe weather, and I just texted Busby and said, hello, my friend, can you call in? It's, you know, today is definitely a day to be weather aware, and
that's
you
right.
Know that when your boss peeks his head out and says, hey, you know, around 3 o'clock, you need to be aware what's going on.
Be ready just in case we need to go to Operation Stormwatch.
And so Busby says he will call in. I'm going to give him the phone number. But while we are doing that, you know, I think, is it winds, hail, some thunderstorms, that kind of thing, Sam?
Definitely severe thunderstorms. There is currently a tornado watch to the far northeast reaches of the listening area. I don't even know if Gentry County is technically in the listening area.
Okay.
But there is some severe weather moving across the plains.
Busby's going to call in. We are in office timeout because our community engagement committee came up with this great idea to open up a little track within the building so that during breaks and other things, and you've even measured this, Sam.
Yeah, giving the fine people here at Odyssey a chance to get up and get moving during the workday.
You can get some steps in.
We pathed out a little bit of a track throughout the building, kind of get people moving around and also talking to people that they wouldn't talk to otherwise, people who aren't familiar with the building.
And you have figured out even like if you go around a certain number of times, that's a mile.
5 laps for a mile.
Okay, so I am going to start doing this because, you know, right before the show, it's too hot to go outside. In the fall, it's great to go outside and walk around before the show.
Yeah.
But I like that you guys did that. And then, of course, we decide today to exploit it because someone left 3 shopping carts on the access road directly below our building.
You keep saying we.
Yeah, absolutely we. And so I said to Sam this morning, I was here early, I said, I'm going to need you to grab those shopping carts and bring them inside so that we can race them around the building. And we did. And there's video. And I have never laughed so hard. There weren't that many people in the building when we did it.
Yeah.
But our boss was in the building. And that is such a Friday thing to do when he's trying to wrap up his very busy work week. And he's been here since like 3 a.m.
His face was firmly planted in his palm. Shortly after he passed by the
door. I'm being honest here. How do those carts get here from where? These are not Target, which it would still be odd that they would be all the way down here from Target. These appear to be very old rusted carts from Walmart. There isn't a Walmart within walking distance of
it
here.
It happened a couple of years ago with the Target shopping carts. We still don't know how they got here, but we did find out that after we talked about it on the air, Target came over and recommandeered their carts. These were, as you mentioned, were up on the access road, and the nearest Walmart is over on Row. So did somebody load these up and drive them over here and then just dump them on the side of the road?
Okay, but let me ask you this seriously. If you were going to jack a shopping cart, why? It's not, what, are you going to put that on Facebook Marketplace?
Well, I mean, a lot of people, people of a certain income, i.e. no income and no home, do take shopping carts so that they can tote their stuff around.
Not 3 at a time. Anyway, 913-586-7798. It's not theft if it's mislaid right below your building door. and we snatched them right up. We'll put them back out there. I don't know who they belong to, but we will put them back out there. We got Busby on the line. It is time to be weather aware with Brian Busby. We need, hey, Brian, we need a walk-up song for you so that when the chief meteorologist calls in from KNBC, like, we have the walk-up song ready to aim and fire.
Okay. Na, 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 na,
na, na, na. You want that? You're a lyrical gangster?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, my lyrical gangster friend. You are yes, a lyrical gangster.
Word up.
It is actually a good song. All right, what's going on today? How aware do we need to be? I wasn't weather aware, and then our boss popped his head in and said, you need to be. So I said, get Brian on the phone.
Okay. First of all, tornado watch is out over the extreme outskirts of our viewing area, probably out of your listening area.
Okay.
Like up even east and northeast of Trenton. So
oh, often, yeah.
Or northern Missouri than, say, the Kansas City metro. That being said, with a cold front dropping down in July and ample moisture, I'm more concerned about severe thunderstorms, wind, and also because they're going to be slow moving, the potential of ponding on roads and isolated flooding. That'll be for us. Everything should be clearing by 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock tonight.
Okay.
Even up to the northeast of us. And probably for the metro, I'd say midnight just to get all the thunderstorms done.
All right, so no, like, tornadic worries or anything like that. Just run-of-the-mill, be aware. And the winds can do damage. I don't want to poo-poo that because the last time we had a severe thunderstorm here, Brian, weren't there wind gusts up to 65 miles an hour or something? And that is damaging winds.
Exactly. And so, yeah, I don't want to say, well, just severe thunderstorms. And, yeah, there is a small chance of a tornado popping up, but that would be when the thunderstorms are separate as opposed to gelling into a line. So that would be early in the event. If we're going to get a tornado spin up, and again, I think it'll be more north and east of the metro. That'll be probably sooner rather than later.
Okay.
Yeah, 60, 70 mile an hour winds can still cause some damage. Absolutely.
All right, good, good. And I can hear that you are very safely on Bluetooth driving in. And I have to ask you, because our next topic has to do with safe driving, do you have one of those apps on your phone that tracks your driving?
No, I don't yet. But I've heard about it, and with insurance, it'd probably be a good idea.
Okay. I am going to look at this two different ways, and I think our listeners will too. I think it will help you be more cognizant of your driving habits, but I also don't like it. And when we're going to take a quick break, when we come back, I'm going to tell everybody why, Brian. I figured out last night exactly what they are tracking and how they are tracking it. And I've got good news and bad news for everybody. Some of it was very, very good, Brian. Some of it was very, very bad. But thank you always, always for your time, my lyrical gangster friend, and we will catch you next time.
Sounds good. Take care, guys.
Mwah. Be well. The number is 913-586-7798 if you have one of these on your phone. I told you guys we just got new homeowners insurance. It wasn't even really a request. They said, here, you need to sign on and be a part of this app. And I'm not usually one to be like, stay out of my, you know what I mean? I'm not a real, like, it would be more Scott saying, I don't want someone following me and my driving habits. But for some reason with this app, I said this to Sam out in the newsroom, on the drive-in today, it feels invasive. It feels like someone is following you around. And you can say all day long to me, and you are correct, that your phone is already listening.
Yeah.
You're already giving up all of your information when you sign up for Facebook or you sign up for Amazon. They know what you're doing. They know your spending habits. They are following you around location-wise. They know they can geofence where you are.
But there are other apps that are following you around aren't tracking how quickly you're accelerating, how quickly you're slowing down. They're not tracking how many times you open or close your phone while maintaining a certain speed. So this is extra invasive.
Let me give you one example that really bothered me today, because I didn't realize until last night we are being graded on a star system. 5 stars out of 5 stars means good job, pat on the head. You had a great drive into work or around town or wherever you're going.
You noticed that ball coming. You started braking in a reasonable fashion.
Yep. But I have so many questions because my wallet is attached to my phone. And I was in the drive-thru today getting my little Diet Coke. Okay. And I'm rolling forward and I go down to reach for my wallet that is my phone. And I guarantee you I got dinged for that. Yeah. And I stopped and I thought, okay, this is ridiculous. And I'll tell you when we get back how many stars are missing from my queue. And I want to know if you have this app on your phone. Do you think it made you a better driver? Or did you try to get out of it? Because I'm already looking for ways out of it.
Just delete the app.
913-586-7798. And how much is that insurance rate cut, really? Because I look at this like this is only something that can hurt you. You know, it's $30 a year, let's say. I don't know.
Is the value worth the stress of driving perfectly?
What is your return on investment with that damn app following you around? 913-586-7798. We're back with much more on a Friday here at Dana and Parks.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So one of the questions I have about the app after noticing that they were grading me last night, I'm going to try to pull up the app here. Let me know what it's called. Is that it's a 5-star grading system, right? And it even breaks down, Sam, what they're grading you on. So it was like speeding. I got good 5 out of 5 stars. Yeah. I was an appropriate speed. Quick braking. I got 5 out of 5. I never had to brake quickly, which I would say to that, if I'm braking quickly, maybe it's because a child is running out of my car.
Maybe you're trying to avoid a wreck.
Right?
Yeah.
Then there's distracted driving.
Ooh.
And I'm going to come back to my stars on that in a little bit. How the hell do they know whether or not I'm distracted?
Because they have access to your phone to know when you unlock it, when you're going whatever speed you're going.
But like, what if I'm in the drive-thru grabbing my credit card that is in my phone wallet? That's not distracted.
Why'd you unlock your phone to grab your credit card?
It just does it. It just pops open like, oh, hey, there she is.
Oh.
Let's go to Brian in Grandview. Hi, Brian.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hi, good. Go ahead. What is this thing and how do I get it off my phone?
Well, I've done this twice and I've gotten in trouble with it twice, I guess. The first time I did it, I would have to go to work at 4 o'clock in the morning and it would keep dinging me for going to work at 4 o'clock in the morning instead of 8.
No.
Yep. And then the last one was it does not know if you're driving or not. So if you and Sam are going someplace and Sam's driving and he's doing 100 miles an hour, guess who's getting dinged for this?
Okay. And I understand that, Brian, if there's no way to tell it you're the passenger, but go back to the other one where it dings you for driving at 4 in the morning. Does it think that you're somehow coming home from a bar every single day or something?
Correct.
Huh.
To the insurance company about it, they said there was nothing they could do. This last one I had is I'm kind of in the same situation you are. I got a new house and my insurance company said, here, you have to do this. So we did this. And, as you're going along, I drive for a living. It will allow you. It doesn't let you say that you're working and driving instead of your personal vehicle. So I was supposed to be at 90 days or 500 miles. At my 90 days, I was at 15,000 miles. So,
yeah, Brian, that I would be really bothered by that if there's no way around it. You should be able to me to talk to your agent and say, look, I'm an over-the-road truck driver for a living. You cannot dock me because my phone has to be with me for work, and I'm driving all these miles. It's part of my job to drive.
Now, I do think they may have fixed that since Brian used it, because I've heard that a lot of the apps now, when you go in, if you're not the driver, you can identify yourself as the passenger, and it won't count that trip. which is kind of a hack if you're, you know, in a hurry to go somewhere and you want to speed and you don't want to get dinged for it. You just say you're the passenger and not the driver. But then again, that won't add up to your 500 miles or 90 days. So
when I left here, Sam, just to go get a Diet Coke and come right back, I got 5 out of 5 stars. It doesn't necessarily mean I wasn't distracted. It doesn't. Just because I didn't pick up my phone, you know what I did? I ate a snack wrap on the way here. Isn't that distracted driving?
Well, why are you trying to out-distract the system?
Jason and Gardner, go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know that Progressive Insurance has something similar to this. And when they originally rolled their program out, it was a device that you plugged into the computer under your dash. And then for, I don't remember if it was 60 days or 90 days, they tracked your driving. When I did it, I actually got a reduction in my insurance. However, a year or so later, when my daughter started driving, they had gone away from the device and yep. started utilizing an app. And it actually dinged her. One of the primary reasons she got dinged was, you know, your insurance is based off of one of the primary ways that they determine your insurance is where you consider your residence at. So she was spending a lot of time over her boyfriend's house, and he lives on another part of the town. Well, not a bad area.
Yeah, just a different part of town.
And because of the amount of time she spent there, it actually increased her insurance along with, you know, she similar to what he was saying, she rode with her boyfriend a lot when he would drive, and she was getting dinged for hard brakes and stuff like that. And for being a teenage girl, she doesn't drive crazy.
Yeah. So, but Jason, you know, that's where when I start saying I'm uncomfortable with this, your insurance rate's getting dinged because she's, quote, in another part of town is ridiculous.
Well, and it's saying
I'm not allowed to go to Shawnee if I live, if my home base is Raymore.
It's saying that you're out and about at a risky driving time,
oh,
right?
Good so, God. Like the guy it's that said he was driving. Business. It. Like the guy said, what if I'm going to work at 4 a.m.?
The app does not know that. Mm. It thinks that you are going out and putting your life at risk.
I don't like it. Let's go to Dakota in Kansas City.
Hey, so on all those apps, because I've had like Progressive, Geico, all of them, all those apps, you can go in under your trip settings. There'll be an option to review my trips.
Yeah.
You can delete any trip that you want. I used to have all those apps and I am a truck driver, so I'd be doing 2,000-3,000 miles a week.
Yeah.
And they started dinging me for it. I went in, and anytime my truck moved, I had to delete the trip off the app. But yeah,
and then,
you can delete any trip that you don't want.
Right. And then, Dakota, so that seems like what's the point? If I can go in the one time I accidentally did 90 on the highway because I'm in far western Kansas, if I can just delete that, then what's the point?
You can manipulate the system to make sure that you end up with a good overall score. Now, I'm surprised you're not getting dinged for hard accelerations. I'm not saying that you put the pedal to the floor, just the car that
drive has so much torque. The nature of that car.
It takes off very quickly.
It takes
even
off
if you
quickly.
Just barely touch the pedal. So I'm surprised they're not dinging you for that.
Oh, that would drive me crazy. So I think, by the way, it's like a trial period and then the trial period ends and you can just take your score, accept your score, and then opt out, which I will be doing. And maybe, I don't know, maybe we all need it because it, as much as I don't like it, I will tell you this. Once I realized they were grading me, I am now much more aware in my car that I cannot touch my phone for any reason. Now, I'm annoyed when I think about it, like when I was reaching for my credit card today. But I'm much more aware than I was a week ago.
Well, and I mean, these are all things that the police have been trying to hammer in the heads of drivers for decades.
Anyway,
at least a decade. No need to pick up your phone and change the song. That's a distraction. All things that are good and make us safer drivers. But when you get used to doing them, it does get frustrating.
All right, maybe we all need it because did you hear this? The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration came out with their traffic deaths across the country. Deaths overall, this is the good news, are down by more than 6% so far this year across the country. Every single region in the United States saw a drop in traffic deaths except Kansas, Missouri, Arkansas, Nebraska, and Iowa.
I can tell you for a fact that Kansas and Missouri both are on pace to beat their pedestrian deaths.
It's their pedestrian deaths?
pedestrian and traffic, yeah.
How is the entire country down by more than 6% and Kansas and Missouri were leading the bad pack?
I genuinely have no idea. I have driven in many cities in this country and people always talk, you know, specifically in Kansas City, Kansas drivers are the worst, Missouri drivers are the worst. We have got nothing on some of the bigger cities like Chicago, LA. Those people are crazy.
So when we get back, there was a story in our stack yesterday that we didn't get to about a guy who was somewhere in Kansas City, Kansas City proper, and he filmed a predatory tow as it was happening. I think it took 2 minutes or something for them to illegally hook up this woman's car. There is a new story in the stack today about an unmarked tow truck, again caught on tape, taking someone's car. Don't you remember like a month ago they cracked down on this? They said enough and people were going to go to jail?
It's specifically three different companies that happen to operate out of the same tow yard.
Happening.
Allegedly.
Why? And I think there's video attached to one of the stories, the Fox 4 story that we'll play for you when we get back. It makes me so mad. 913-586-7798. We're back with much more on Dana and Parks straight ahead.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, did your phones just go off? Mine did.
We were talking about the potential need to be weather aware this afternoon. And here it is. We have a severe thunderstorm watch for the entire west, east. Let me get it right. Basically, the entire eastern border of Kansas, the entire listening area on the Missouri side and up north. And again, in the far reaches of northern Missouri, there is a tornado watch. But we are under a severe thunderstorm watch
for Johnson, Miami, yeah. Atchison, Donovan, Leavenworth, Wyandotte. In Missouri, the watch includes 27 counties. So just about all of you.
That goes until 10 p.m. this evening. So.
Yeah, 10 p.m. They're not messing around with this
while,
one.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about the tow. You know, when we first looked at this story and I saw the headline late last night, I thought it was the same story from Channel 4. It's not. It is.
We have two predatory towing stories back to back.
Back to back. And okay. I want to go with the one that was in our sack yesterday. We just didn't get to it. And then I'll bring you up. I don't know which one's worse. We shouldn't be ranking them, but we might. Let's go with the first story where a Kansas City business owner stepped in and stopped an illegal tow linked to a company already facing a $7.1 million judgment. So listen to this. A new video obtained by our friends over at Channel 4 shows a quick-thinking Kansas City business owner stepping in to stop what he says was an illegal tow in progress. He potentially saved a customer from being the latest victim of predatory towing. Fox 4 has spent months looking into this. The latest incident involves a company that they first reported on earlier this year. We are naming this company Haney's Trucking and Tow. It is the same company they report now facing a $7.1 million judgment tied to predatory towing. And then here we go again.
And by the way, that particular company was not involved in the previous controversy where we had
where
mentioned
there were
three companies at the same location. There was harassment charges, the whole nine.
So listen to this. In the video recorded by the business owner who stepped in, the tow truck driver can be heard acknowledging that what he's doing appears to violate Missouri state law. Okay? Under Missouri law, a tow is illegal unless the property owner or manager is on site. You have to be present on site. And you remember with the story where the two family members ended up going to jail, they were forging all of the property manager, property owner signatures on these forms saying, yeah, someone was here and signed off that we could tow your car.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. according to this video, the tow truck driver, as they were taking this car, had no representative with him. And he is quoted as saying, the tow truck driver, "I know what they usually do is already have signed forms." I'm going to read that again. That is his quote. "I know what they usually do is they already have signed forms."
Meaning the tow truck company has signed forms laying around?
Sam, that is his statement on tape. What they usually do is already have signed forms. I'm not saying those forms are illegal, illegitimate, forged. I'm not saying that. What he said is that, yes, I'm acknowledging there's no representative here to authorize this tow, but what we usually do is already have the signed forms.
They're pre-signed. They're ready to go.
So
was this like an apartment complex? Was it a business?
It doesn't say.
Okay.
My question is this. There, and of course, Haney's tow didn't respond for comment. There is a $7.1 million judgment against this company for predatory towing. Can the city not physically shut them down? Or can you just hang a shingle and you pop up as another predatory company under another name and you go around towing cars until you get caught?
If you have all of the equipment and it's situated a certain way within that company, you can just transfer it to a new company name and keep doing what you're doing. I think that's part of why with the companies we were talking about, there were multiple different company names.
So here is story number two. An unmarked tow truck stole a Kansas City woman's car in under 2 minutes. Listen to this. No one called for a tow, but they watched as an unmarked tow truck came in broad daylight and stole this woman's car in 1 minute, 41 seconds.
They moved quick.
There were no parking violations. Police officers haven't found any leads. They don't know who this is. We know who the car owner is, 22-year-old Macy of Kansas City. She says she just wants her car back. However, she is losing hope because officers have been searching for her car for months and cannot locate it. This makes me so mad. She had parked her car in a legal spot to go to work. She parked her car, went to work.
Yeah.
She had permission from the building management to use that particular space. She comes back after her shift. Her car is gone. This is auto theft, pure and simple. We need another word for the predatory towing industry in Kansas City. And the words are auto theft. It's what this is. If anyone else did that, if you just went over to someone's car while they were at work and you removed it and took it to where no one can find it, that is called auto theft.
Wasn't this a big issue in the 90s, and didn't we crack down on this?
Yes. We were called the Wild West of all towing across the United States. Kansas City was generally the worst.
So has it just been going on behind the scenes and we didn't really get a true view of it until the most recent situations where we saw the prom situation where all those cars were towed, and then, of course, involving the couple of arrests that we saw, and now it's just back in the limelight?
I don't know.
Did they not predatory tow for 25 years and now they're back at it?
Do you know how many guests and visitors we're about to have in this town? And I do think that they are on this, and they've passed some city ordinances to crack down, like all of those things. I don't know if it's stiffer penalties that we need. I don't know if it's jail. I don't know if it's fines. It can't be fines because the business that was caught illegally towing or trying to tow this man's car yesterday has been leveled a $7.1 million fine, and they're still out there doing this.
Yeah, they've already squeezed all the juice out of that company.
So I don't know how you stop it. And I feel bad for Kansas City Police because they have way bigger fish to fry than Macy's stolen car. And I understand that. I'm sure she understands that. You can't just go around stealing people's cars.
Now, would the stiffer penalty be for the company owner who is sending these drivers out? And I do.
Yeah,
I
because think one of the drivers said, "I'm just doing what my boss took. My boss just sent me out here."
I think in many of these cases, the drivers are stuck between a rock and a hard place because they're trying to keep their job. They're trying to keep their boss happy. And the boss is saying, "Go get that car." OK, I'll go get it. And then you find out that maybe what they're telling you to do is not exactly what you're supposed to be doing.
913-586-7798 if you have a suggestion. I don't know. The city is aware of the problem. The police department's aware of the problem. We are getting ready to welcome hundreds of thousands of people into our town. Like, I don't know what they need to do or what more needs to be done, or if it is even possible to completely shut down the bad actors.
Text line says to remove their operating license, confiscate the tow trucks, the other equipment.
But the unmarked tow truck that went and did this to this woman, do you really think they have a valid business license? Because I don't. I think they're just out there doing it. Right. It's auto theft. 913-586-7798. We have a line open if you want it. We'll take your call straight ahead on Dana and Parks. So the business owner says it was a typical work day, and he looked out his window at his business where he restores and services classic cars. He looks down, and some jackstick is trying to hook up one of his customers' cars that he's working on.
Oh, it's on the truck.
To a tow truck, hooks it up,
yep.
And then the business owner goes out and goes, what are you doing?
Malik Johnson with Fox 4 News was able to talk to that business owner and get that footage.
Towing cars without having the signer on site, not having your 4669s filled out properly.
To see people violating the state law, you know, the same law that I was expected to follow.
And not only violating the law, but admitting to it on camera.
I know what they usually do is they already have signed form.
But what this tow truck driver apparently didn't know is that by law in the state of Missouri, a tow is illegal unless the property owner or a property manager is on site.
All right, stop right there. How are you in the towing industry and you don't know what the tow law says? You know why? I'm going to answer my own question. Because you don't care. Because what you are witnessing there is auto theft. It's not a predatory tow. It's auto theft. We have to start calling this what it is.
Well, and you're not necessarily in the towing industry. You're in the money-making industry. And however you have to get that done, you will do whatever you need to do.
Oh, it drives me crazy. Let's go to Tanya in Kansas City. Hey, Tanya.
Hello. I work for a towing company in Kansas.
Okay.
And while I was on hold, I was just wondering more what they're doing with these vehicles afterwards. Because the procedure is, let's say you get arrested, they call us to come get your car off the side of the highway.
Yeah.
So we come get it. It sits in our yard for a week, and no one comes and gets it. So that's when I start trying to figure out, who the heck does this car belong to?
Right.
So then I have to run the title, and I have to send out certified letters to everyone who's ever been on that title.
Yep.
That includes previous owners and lien holders. And then I have to post in the newspaper, hey, I've got this vehicle. If anyone out there has this vehicle, and all that has to be done for basically over the course of a month. And then after that month, I'm allowed to go to Topeka and say, hey, I have this car. No one came to get it. Can I have the title? And then I have to call the state inspector out to come out and make sure everything on this car all goes together.
So Tanya, let me ask you this. For the reputable tow companies that are out there, and there are many reputable to this has to drive you crazy, because you don't want to paint with a broad brush that all tow companies are bad. I've got one on speed dial for all of my kids in case we need them, because they are a good company. The bad actors have to drive you nuts.
They do. And there's bad actors who try to run us out of business. Predatory tow companies coming for our tow company. It's a wild business, and it's kind of where people don't know if they can trust you or not. And, you know, we want to be there to help you and get your car and help you get, you know, your little baby's shoes that you hang on the dash, you know.
Yep.
These things are important to us, too, and these guys really make people scared of us.
Tanya, thank you, thank you, thank you. There are a couple of industries I will always tell you, you have to know a reputable tow company. You have to know a reputable locksmith. Like, there are certain industries where if you don't actually know someone and you just Google search it, you are going to be taken advantage of.
Well,
and
really,
those are the top two.
Any business that you're inviting into your home, a plumber, appliance repair, you are inviting them to look in your most intimate spaces.
Let's go to Sarah in Kansas City. Hey, Sarah.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I was just calling to touch base on the fact that you talked about them getting, like, in more trouble.
Yeah.
But the thing is that my son, he went through a bad spell in his life where he stole cars, and if they're not caught in the car by the police or with that vehicle, they don't catch charges.
So one of my questions is, Sarah, what does it mean to steal a car? Once it is just hooked up to the illegal tow, to me, that's right there. You have committed auto theft.
Absolutely. But the police have to catch them with that car on the tow truck and then prove that it was illegally towed. So that's where I think that maybe the hang-ups coming with the charges, you know, or them getting in more trouble.
Right.
Because if they're taking these cars and chopping them up or doing whatever they're doing with them, they've got to physically be caught with that car to get the charge.
Well, and Sarah, thank you for the call. Hats off to the business owner who filmed this.
Yeah.
Because it's almost like, and I'm not saying we should all be stepping in and doing some sort of vigilante justice, don't get me wrong, but if you are looking out your window and someone is just hooking up a random car in your parking lot where you work to a truck, I'm telling you, film it.
And you know that you didn't call
that
company.
Start filming it, because this is the one time where there is proof that this company that has a $7.1 million judgment against them for predatory towing is still out there. They are still doing theft.
Right.
They're still criming. That's what this is.
With such a regulated industry, as Tanya mentioned, I'm surprised that police have to prove that the vehicle was towed illegally. Why doesn't the company have to prove that the vehicle was towed legally?
Bingo. Let's go. That's a great question, Sam. Let's go to Joel and Paola. Hey, Joel.
Yeah, I was just wondering, why can't the city step in and confiscate or, take their equipment?
So they have, Joel, in the cases that were just decades egregious, in the cases where charges have been filed. The problem with one of these tow companies is that it was an unmarked tow truck. Can you imagine, Sam, a more stealth, brilliant way to just commit grand theft auto all over town than just buying an unmarked tow truck?
Get a yellow vest with reflective stripes on it.
Which is illegal, by the way. You have, by the city, Kansas City ordinance, you have to have a clearly marked truck. The truck that stole that woman's car as she went into work, came back, no car, still doesn't have a car.
Yeah.
How are they going to find that tow truck driver? They're not.
Now, it is legal to just own a tow truck without operating it as a business, but
and
where do you draw the line?
What would one do with a tow truck if you are not operating a business?
I don't know. Waste gas?
No, it's Grand Theft Auto. That's what you would do. 913-586-7798. Festivus Friday, by the way, coming your way. At 5 o'clock, we will air the grievances. Scott
brought
back on Monday. Yes, Q39.
Get your Q fixed today at Q39KC.com.
Sounds good about right now. 913-586-7798. Back with much more straight ahead.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.